This is a right assessment in so far as we see that a lot of legislation and a lot of charters have been drawn for the development of the continent. If you look at the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, you look at the Charter on Popular Participation, and even the charter that talks about, democratic changes, everything has been laid down. But what is missing is walking the talk. There is too much. How we live is actually far removed from how we ought to live. Action and what is theoretically agreed upon is what is lacking in the continent. And I think we need to emphasize, that we do what we have said. We walk the talk, and then that will bring change to the continent.
In his speech, Dr. Carlos Lopez, the Executive Secretary of the Economic Commission for Africa, said Africa must drive its own priorities because the world has got its own interest in Africa. How do these African leaders manage to harness all this, in particular to make sure that it works for the continent?
I think the most important thing that the African Union and its member states need is unity. They must have the unity of purpose and the unity of mind. Particularly that we see that there is a continual division in terms of, colonial legacies, like some are Francophone, some are Anglophone, and so forth. That continues to divide them. And you see that when decisions are being made at the African Union, there is particularly that division that this is good for the Francophones, this is good for the Anglophones. And that in itself is a problem of division within and among the member states of the African Union. I see as a big problem in terms of moving forward both politically and economically is also the issue of corruption. There is rampant corruption in the continent. This corruption is not just engineered or driven by Africans themselves, but a number of key players from other places across the globe, they come into Africa and engage most of the African leaders in corruption deals, and that drags the process of development.